Genesis, is it myth or is it history?
Answers with Ken Ham, a well-known Bible conference speaker on the accuracy of the Bible.
Reporters sometimes challenge me with the question, do you believe you can be a Christian and believe in evolution? I do explain that there are Christians, devout believers, who believe that Genesis isn't history, but they need to understand how inconsistent they are. You see, if Christians don't accept Genesis as literal history, they've actually destroyed the foundation of the gospel. Ultimately, all Christian doctrine, directly or indirectly, is founded in the book of Genesis. The doctrines of why man is a sinner, marriage, and so on, depend upon the literal events of Genesis chapters 1 to 11. In fact, all of our Christian doctrine is founded in Genesis. So if Christians don't accept Genesis as history, they have no basis for their Christian doctrine. When we understand the salvation message about Jesus Christ dying on the cross for our sin and being raised from the dead, the reason that all this is true is because of Genesis. You know, Genesis is one of the most attacked books in the Bible. And why? Because Satan knows to destroy Genesis is to destroy the foundational book of the Bible.
When you undermine the book of Genesis and its account of creation, it can leave the question, well, what's the meaning and purpose of life? That's the title of one of Ken Ham's newest witnessing booklets. For your gift of any amount this week, we'll send 10 copies to you. Call us toll-free, 24 hours a day, at 1-888-89-ANSWERS.